Hey y'all, it is your girl Katusia B, and welcome back to the Dear Future Husband podcast. I am your host Katusia B, and I am super excited that you're here. Y'all, it's Friday. I miss y'all, and I can't wait to see y'all. You're like, girl, we don't even see each other. Yeah, right, but in my entire mind right now, we see each other, but I just wanted to do a little bit of housekeeping. If you are a returning listener, thank you so much for subscribing. Thank you for liking. Thank you for sharing. Please do so. Please share and give us the opportunity to grow. If you like it, listen, another friend of yours gonna like it, your auntie, your cousin, your mama, your daddy, and everybody, okay? But anyways, and if you are just new on this podcast, welcome. On this podcast, we are focusing on healing, we are focusing on growing, and we are focusing on receiving what it is that God has for us, which is our husband. So though the podcast is called Dear Future Husband, it's what we're doing to prepare ourselves for the one that God has for us. And I need you to know that if you are listening to this podcast and you are subscribed to this podcast, that your relationship and your marriage is ordained by God. That is the mantle that is on my life. That is what God showed me. That's what he told me. And I am sticking beside it. I am sticking with it. Okay. But anyways, y'all, welcome. And today I really want to talk about just if you are on here and you're listening to me, and you got a revelation of your husband, or you got a revelation of your person, right? I do get a lot of messages like that, where somebody will message me like, hey, Katusia B, I believe I know who my husband is. I've gotten several confirmation, and my person is with somebody, or should I tell them? Like, what's going on? Does God reveal our person to us? And doesn't the Bible say he that findeth it? Like, we got all these questions, and that's okay. And I remember a couple of weeks ago, I was driving, and I asked God, and I was like, God, are you able to really tell us women, our spouse, like who you have for us? And his answer was so loud and clear. He said, I'm God. I can do anything if that's what I desire and that's what I want to do. And just because the verse that says he that findeth a wife finds a good thing, obtain favor from the Lord, just because you know who your husband is, it doesn't mean that you're finding him. He still has to find you. He still has to tell you the revelation that he got. So my answer to the people, or to whoever's listening, if you have a revelation of your person, what I do need you to do is for you to fast. It's for you to pray. It's for you to give it to God and ask God to confirm it through his word. Ask God to confirm it to a stranger. Like, ask God to confirm it to you so that you know deep down in your soul that this is God and it is not your flesh. Oftentimes, because I know, child, when I first got saved, everybody was my husband. I felt it in a spirit like, oh my God, that's my husband. I got confirmation. And the enemy too will give you confirmation. The enemy too will make you think certain things that are not there. And at times we can have dreams and vision about somebody, and it doesn't necessarily mean that that's marriage. It could mean that God needs you to pray for this specific person, right? So I need you to really, really focus on getting your prayer life where it needs to be, and also asking God to confirm it to you in a way. And one thing I really want to share with you is that ask for something specific. Do not write it down. Do not tell it to your best friend. Do not say it to anybody. Say it in your heart between you and God, and ask God to confirm that thing to you. And you will know that, you know, okay, God, this is who you have for me. This is what I asked you. This is what you did. The enemy did not hear me. I did not tell a best friend this. I shared this information with no one. So that's between you and God. And that's between, that's between you and God. And it's in your heart. So you're like, Katusia, what does that do? The enemy can hear our prayers, right? That's the reason why we pray in tongues, so the enemy doesn't understand. The enemy can also see what we write. So I'm not saying that you can't pray out loud. That's fine. But there's some things that literally that you want, and you want answers about right away, or you just want answers and you want it. You want to know that, hey, I'm making the right decision concerning this person, and I will tell you to do that and leave it at God's feet. One thing I also want to let you know, that what's for you cannot miss you. I am a big believer in that. I was actually having a conversation with God today, And I was really pouring out my heart. And he just kept reminding me, what's for you will not miss you. You, yeah, there's many of us that self-sabotage situations and relationship. But at ultimately, if it's for you and God needs it, ordained it, and is saying, hey, this is the people I'm putting together for a greater purpose. Trust me when I say this, you cannot self-sabotage that, because what's for you will not miss you. So I would say, if you know who your spouse is, first and foremost, instruction number one is for you to pray. Instruction number two is for you to fast. So you're going to pray and you're going to fast. The Bible says that some things only happen by fasting and praying. So if you truly believe that you believe that's your husband, then you need to fast. I'm sorry, you need to pray and then you need to fast. You need to do them two together. So it's step one and step two. Step three, do not open your mouth about it. You like, girl, what? Don't open your mouth about it. You can share it with a friend that you trust that's going to be standing with you, that's going to be praying for you. But do not share with him. Do not share with the whole world. Oh my God, I think I know who my husband is. That is nobody's business. That's between you and God. And if you want to share with a friend, you can, but you know that's a praying friend. If that's not a praying friend, please keep your mouth shut. Respectfully. So one, we're going to pray. We're going to fast. Two, and three, we're going to stay quiet. Four, we're going to focus on our purpose. What is it that God has called you and ordained for you to do? While you are in purpose, that's probably how your husband is going to find you. While you are purpose doing and being busy and staying busy, that's how he's going to find you. So yes, though you might know who he is, do not get weary in well doing. Stay the course. Continue to show up for yourself. Show up for God and do what it is that he's called you to. And at the right time, the same revelation that you got, he will also get. Because God is a big God. So if he can give you revelation, you don't think that he gonna give that man a revelation? If he could give you dreams about somebody, you don't think he can do the same for that person? But it's not your job to go ahead of God. It's not your job to go before God. It's not your job to be like, yo, God told me you was my husband. No, you will scare that man, especially if that man don't even know you. One, also if that man never got a revelation about that. So it is not our job. Just like the Bible says, yes, we can know about a piece of information, but it is not our job to go and find the man. No, we know about it because God trusts us to pray. He trusts us to say, hey, God, I'm trusting in your word. I'm trusting in this promise. But he didn't give it to you. He didn't show you so that you're able to you go ahead of him and do it yourself. He showed it to you so you can be praying and fasting. Maybe there's areas in that man's life that you got to go ahead and attack. God, show me what I need to pray for concerning my husband. You've shown me my husband. Now what? What do I need to pray for? Is he battling suicidal thoughts? Is he battling the spirit of pornography? What is it that he's battling? Is he having financial issues? Is he really ready to be a husband? What area should I be praying for my husband about when you get that revelation? And this message is not for everybody, but it's for those that know that you know that, hey, I know who my person is. I know who my husband is. God has shown it to me. God has confirmed it to me. And now what? The what is the instruction that I gave you for you to pray, for you to fast, right? Pray, fast. This is the stuff that you do together because, like I said before, some things happen only by fasting and by praying. Three, you be quiet. You do not talk to people about it. You do not go and tell him about it. And four, what do? You are in purpose. And when you are in purpose, you don't have time to keep worrying about stuff that don't matter, because right now it doesn't matter because he doesn't know nothing about it. So God needs to reveal it to him. And then once God reveal it to him, baby, your husband gonna come get you. Don't worry about it, sweetheart. And if he's in a relationship right now and God needs y'all to be together for his destiny, you think God, what's a relationship? Not a marriage now, because if he marries, that ain't God. But what's a relationship? I don't care if they look happy on a gram. Everybody look happy on a gram, but me miserable at home. I don't care what they look like. If this is a purposeful relationship, God is going to make it happen. So don't get weary with what you see with your natural eyes. Supernaturally, it's already done. Supernaturally, God has already done it. So y'all, I'm excited for what God is doing in this season. I'm excited for the doors that he's opening up for us. I'm excited for our husband. I'm excited that husband of ours are going to get a revelation of who we are. I'm excited to have you on this podcast in the future. You're going to be like, hey, Katusia, I used to listen to this podcast. Can I be a guest? Can I tell the world how God did it for me? I'm excited. There's going to be thousands and thousands of you guys that are going to be on this podcast because you knew what it was like. So listen to me and listen to me good. Please listen to this message over and over again. And if you have not gotten a revelation of your husband, and if you desire a revelation of your husband, ask God if he would grant you that. Ask him if you could handle that. Maybe sometimes we can't handle it. You know what I mean? As much as I think I can, I don't know. So maybe some people can't handle that, but ask God for a revelation. And if he chooses to give it to you, good. If he doesn't, that's still good. But if you happen to know, share this podcast and this specific episode to somebody that you know told you that they know who their husbands are. Let them and tell them to stay encouraged because God is a man. He does not lie. People lie, but not God. Y'all, I love you guys so much, and I'm super excited for what God is doing through this podcast, the testimonies that I'm hearing, the people that's like, Gary, you's funny. you know, y'all. Okay, so make sure that you are following me on all social media platforms. My TikTok, it's my name, Katusia B. My ministry page on Instagram, it's Voices of Purity. And y'all, we are close to 60,000 on Instagram, and that is a major accomplishment because, listen, Instagram don't be gramming, okay? On TikTok, I already gave you TikTok, Instagram. Also, I do have my acting page if you want to connect with me on a personal level. It's Katusia B on Instagram. That is my name. And Facebook, it's Pure Love Coach. The moment you put Pure Love Coach, you're going to see my face, y'all. I love you guys to pieces. Until next time, bye.